and welcome to this weekly update. And we are at weekly update 52, so that's a whole year of weekly update videos. Let's get into some of the news. So in preview, we've had some virtual machine sizes launch in terms of being dedicated for that artificial intelligence and machine learning workloads that you might have. So I think they're previewing actually in West US this time. So I will post the link below if you're into that and you want to have a look at that. We've also had Azure Backup launch some new features. So we're now being able to restore unmanaged disks as actual managed disks. So that's great for converting potentially some of those older workloads that you've got in unmanaged disks into managed disks as well. So, and also actually in other news, we have had the Ignite dates released. So in September, we're going to be having a virtual Microsoft Ignite. So if you haven't tuned in, if you haven't registered, if you haven't signed up for that, if you aren't aware of that, the dates are out. So definitely go and sign up so you can hear some more news and find out how we're actually going to be running this virtual event this year as well. So yeah, it's week 52, which means we've had a whole year of these weekly update videos. And I'm really quite glad that I've got to this milestone. I'm really proud of keeping the run consistent and actually hitting this milestone as well. When I first started doing these videos, they were very much around me learning how to speak to a camera, learning how to do some audio, learning how to edit the videos and just get a wee bit more confident in talking to the camera. It's quite daunting if you've ever done it, talking to a camera. And it was very, if you watch back, and which I have actually done this week, if you watch back some of my very first ones, you will see that I'm actually not talking at the camera lens, I'm actually talking to the screen, which is very weird, and even now is very weird. So I very much learned that that looks a lot better, and you get a lot more engagement if you're actually looking at the screen. So if you're actually looking at the lens, sorry. So yeah, that's been a massive learning curve, and it's taught me a lot about how to do this. I've had some fun learning about graphics, around about the audio, about the video. I've upped my skill in terms of being able to use Adobe Premiere Pro. I think at the start I started using Camtasia to edit the videos and kind of outgrew what it could do, and I've been using Premiere Pro. And a huge shout out to my friend Chris, who created these wonderful graphics that are now at the start of every video and at the end of my videos. They've definitely kind of upped my game a little in terms of these vlogs and made them look a bit more professional. So thank you to him. And if you're looking for similar, he is available to contact, and he is available to do more for you if you're looking to do that for your videos as well. So I was looking back a lot of what's happened over the past year in terms of these videos, and I wanted to celebrate some of the things that we've gotten through together. So I've made a list of some of the things I wanted to highlight. So we've seen me actually celebrate my second anniversary at Microsoft. So I've been with Microsoft over 2 years now, and we saw the celebration happen in one of the weekly update videos. We've also seen me change role. So when I started doing these videos, I was a cloud solution architect, and now I'm a cloud advocate. We've seen me kind of all over the world in different places and different locations. I had planned on these videos being a bit more variety in terms of the background. Obviously, the last 4 or 5 months, I've been at home. So you've seen me often in my home office, which is behind me. And you've often seen me be in my garden. We've also been at Redmond, so I filmed a couple of videos on the Redmond campus, either outside or actually in one of the professional video studios that I had access to. I've been in airport lounges, I've been in hotel rooms, I've been in cafes in the middle of squares at locations where I've been presenting. I've also been in my car when I popped out for coffee. So apologies that the variety hasn't been quite there in terms of what I wanted it to be, but hopefully these weekly videos are still good for you and you still enjoy watching them. I know I still enjoy doing them and enjoy being a bit more creative with them. When I filmed in one of the studios at Redmond, there was two cameras angles available to me, so I was able to switch between them and play with them. And I've done it a few times when I've been at home and tried the different cameras and just trying to figure out how you work all of that and see how it plays out. So that's been a great learning curve as well. I've taught myself a lot of stuff around all of that. In terms of speaking, we've seen me at Ignite. So last year I went to Ignite in Orlando and spoke in front of over 900 people, which is the largest audience I have ever spoke at. I think in terms of that room, we also had Mark Rusinovich and Scott Hanselman speaking at that room in Ignite. So as you can imagine, big names like that, the room was massive. So that was a daunting but really good experience as well. And also this year, I actually was part of Microsoft Build, which traditionally isn't something that I would tend to have paid attention to or even participated in, because it's more developer relations. But this year when it went virtual, things slightly changed. So myself and Thomas did a kind of Q&A together, and that was really good fun doing that. And I was also included in the video that Sasha did at the start of the conference. A few folk might have seen that. So yeah, it's been good in that terms. It's really been great in terms of what I've done and the achievements. And actually looking back at these weekly videos, I've forgotten about some of the milestones and the achievements and the things that I did and even some of the places that I've been to as well. A huge thank you to everybody that has subscribed to this channel. And if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. Ring that little bell and you will get a notification every time that I release a video. I think I'm sitting at 441 subscribers, which is phenomenal, massive. I don't even think I was sitting at double digits when I first started this. So I definitely appreciate everybody's feedback, everybody that's watched a video, everybody that's liked a video, everybody that's commented on the videos. Please do comment on this video. Tell me who you are, where you are, when you joined the channel. Is this your first video? Is this your 52nd video of watching me on a weekly update? I'd love to hear more about who's been watching these videos, where you are, and just get some more engagement. That would be really appreciated as well. As you can see, I've blown up some balloons, and apologies if you are on the audio version of this. I have got balloons behind me. It's been fun trying to blow up these balloons. I don't think I've blown up a balloon in several years now, and I remember why people use balloon pumps to do them, because they're quite hard. And you can see from the various different sizes of the balloons, if you're watching the video behind me, that I've had some challenges getting the sizes done. But I wanted to have a wee bit of a celebration, a bit of a fun background, a bit of a change as well today for this 52nd update. Now, what I've actually been doing when I've been looking back some of the footage this week, I've pulled out some funny moments, some bloopers from some of the weekly update videos that I have done. I've also pulled out some bloopers and funny stuff from other video footage that I've been doing. I had a good chuckle at some of the faces and some of the things that I do during the videos when things go wrong. And yeah, I've included some of them at the end of this video. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you have a chuckle. If you are listening to this on the podcast, please jump on over to my YouTube channel. So youtube.com/techielass. Find this video and I'll put in the description a time code so you can jump ahead to the bloopers, because I really think they're quite, they'll give you a wee laugh. And if you do enjoy the bloopers, again, let me know. And yeah, thank you everybody for your support. I am off now, so I've got a week of vacation, although when I say vacation, I'm at home, I'm not going anywhere. So I will try and get a weekly update video done next week. It might be shorter, it might be later, but we'll still try and get this run, keep going and see where we can get before I break the streak of weekly update videos. So yeah, I hope you've all had a good week, and have a good weekend, everybody, and enjoy the bloopers.